for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, May the 24th, 2019. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the service teaching on Times of Visitations. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Turn to Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22. Isaiah 22, verse 22. I heard Sister Jerry talking about the keys today. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. He will open and no one shall shut. He shall shut and no one shall what? Open. In the dreams we keep hearing what? Governmental authority. And binding and loosing. Matthew 18 and 18. New dimensions of authority. New dimensions of influence. All of the powers of darkness. We're dealing with hybrid creature saints. The technology is here to create the wolf man. The DNA from a wolf, the DNA from a human being. The technology is here to create a phoenix or a griffin. The technology is here to create a hydra or nine-headed serpent. The technology is here. We're going to deal with even, we are now dealing with ancient spirits. This bull that manifested, half human, half bull, made me think about Molech, the god of child sacrifice and abortion. It made me think about ancient spirits that listen, we are now, whether you know it or not, believers are battling with ancient spirits. When you go into the mission field and see some of the territorial and demonic ancient strongholds that are in many of the mission fields. We're in the time, saints of God, you're going to have to understand that you have divine government. God wants you to recognize your authority, and He wants to recognize who you are. In that same dream, I acknowledge again the finger of God. Yeah. The finger. Each time He reveals to myself, pointing the finger at the powers of darkness. Pointing the finger of authority, and these powers doing what? Vaporizing, or these powers fleeing from me. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Each one of you, if there's a transformation of your heart and you're walking up right before Jesus, you have authority.
Yes. Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
There'll be more with us than be with them.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
God wants you to recognize who you are. In Revelation chapter 1, He says, "Bill, what? Kings and priests." I don't know about you, but I'm a king's kid.
Amen.
You're king's kids. Is that right?
Yes.
Kings and priests. Walking in divine governance. Walking in divine authority. Knowing who you are in Jesus. This thing has nothing to play with anymore. Because God is about to do something in the spirit realm. In a time of visitation. He's inspecting you while you sleep upon your bed at night. He's visiting you right now, whether you know it. You're being tested. You're being prepared. You're being pruned, whether you realize it or not. Hello, saints. God wants you to come out of Pastor Jack Frost, the first church of the deep freeze. God wants you to come out from among the frozen chosen. And the members sit up there like icicles and honey drippers and lily dillies. Frozen. Frozen in space, frozen in time, frozen ain't going nowhere. Is that right? Come on, saints. The anointing is tangible. Get around people who are moving in God, who are impacting cities and impacting nations. Get around those type of people so that you can learn from them. Relationship brings the anointing. I had to learn that a long time ago. Is that right? All right. Give Jesus another prayer. We're in a time of visitation. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, it says, I know it by heart. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is what? Risen upon thee, and gross darkness shall do what? Cover the earth. The glory is intensifying, and gross darkness is intensifying. To every believer here, whether you know it or not, demonic assaults are intensifying. Yeah. I had a lady call me just last week from Georgia. She said, Brother Kerner, I was standing in my front yard. I saw 8 men in black uniforms walk past me, didn't look at me, and went into the houses that were down the street. And she said, I began to realize these were not human beings, but these were phantoms. I said, Sister, what did you do? Did you take authority? She said, no, brother. I broke out and ran. Because she was afraid. She hadn't been taught who she was in Jesus Christ. She didn't know how to operate in the mantle of Mishra. She didn't understand her divine governance, her rule, her dominion in the earth realm, that she was a king and a priest, who she was over the powers of darkness. And that she was afraid of the boogeyman. Oh, saints. I pray I'm stirring up your faith here today. I pray that as I'm speaking to you, saints of God, you begin to say divine governance, rule, dominion, government, authority, and power is my buffet after I leave this place today. That's what I want. In Jesus, if you take the step in that dimension, the transformation of the heart, to live right, to do right, Jesus will do what they say in the ghetto. He'll back you up.
Yeah. Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let me give you the fourth and last dream. How many of you were blessed by the last three dreams?
Yeah.
Let me give you the fourth and last dream. Four groups of people all wore black garments. They surrounded me in the dream. They had different types of weapons. They had knives. They had swords and they had guns. Four different groups of people. And they came forward towards me. And in the dream, here we go again with the finger. I pointed my finger at each group of men as they came towards me. And this is what I said, and I'm going to demonstrate like it came in the dream. I looked at one group and I said, fall in the name of Jesus. Bam! Yeah. Down they went. As if they were paralyzed, and they couldn't move. And I began to stand there and look at them. The second group came, third group came, and the fourth group came, and the same thing happened. Turn to St. John chapter 18. Let's look at verses 1 and 7. St. John chapter 18. Let's look at verses 1 through 7. Verse 1, having said these things, Jesus went out with his disciples beyond across the winter torment of Kidron and the raven, the Amplified, a ravine raven. There was a garden there which he and his disciples entered. Look at verse 2 closely. And Judas, who was betraying him, delivered him up, also knew the place because Jesus had often retired there with his disciples. Look at 3. So Judas, obtaining and taking charge of the band of soldiers, and some guards, attendants of the high priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Look at verse 4. Then Jesus, knowing all that was about to befall him, went out to them and said, whom are you seeking? Whom do you want? Look at verse 5. They answered him, Jesus the Nazarene. Jesus said to them, I am he. Judas, who was betraying him, was also standing with them. Now look at verse 6 real closely. When Jesus said to them, I am. Think of Moses on Mount Sinai in front of the burning bush. I am he. Then they went backwards. They drew back, lurched backward, and fell to the ground. Look at verse 7. Then again he asked them, whom are you seeking? And they said, who? Jesus of Nazareth. Now, dream interpretation. Anytime you dream about guns, knives, or weapons, it has to do with slander, gossip, backbiting, or accusations. Okay? Anytime you dream about those type of weapons. Now notice what happened here. The spoken words of Jesus. Proverbs 18:21, life and death is what? In the power of the tongue. What did Jesus do? He spoke to them. He said what? I am He. Is that correct? In other words, he demonstrated the power of his words against what? All assaults and against accusations. Okay? Now, I'm going to show you something here that really caught my attention from this dream. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's look at verse 19 and 20. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. Amen. All right. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. It says, "And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surprising greatness of his power in us." Of his power in us. Of his power in us and for us who believe. Has demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength. Look at verse 20. Which he exerted in Christ, whom he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in what? Heavenly places. Now, does everybody see in the scriptures in verse 19 where it says mighty power? Does everybody see right there where it says mighty power? It should be in the King James Version. All right. There's a Greek word called kratos or kratos. K-R-A-T-O-S. Kratos or kratos. And kratos in the Greek means mighty power. Or kratos means kratos or kratos power. Okay. That's the same power that when Jesus was raised from the dead. That was kratos or kratos power. In other words, kratos power is demonstrated power, tangible power, mighty power, external outward manifestations of power, overpowering power, and divine force. Is that right? Now, if Jesus is on the inside of us, the Spirit of God was showing me in a dream that I'm releasing new dimension of kratos or kratos power. Is that right? Upon a believer's life. I hope you understand where I'm going with this here. In other words, that same mighty power that raises Jesus from the dead is on the inside of you. Is that correct? It's on the inside of you. You're coming into a new dimension, saints of God, where you're going to demonstrate power. And it is eruptive power. It is tangible power. It is mighty power. It's external outward manifestation of power. It's overpowering power. And it's a divine force. And in other words, when I pointed my finger at those men and I said, "Fall in the name of Jesus." That was kratos power. Is that right? How many of you remember the scriptures when Paul said, "I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power." Is that right? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in what? In the power of God. Kratos power is a demonstrative power. Believers, you're getting ready to walk in kratos power. That's what the Spirit of God was showing me in that dream. You're getting ready to step in that mighty power, that external outward manifestation of power and authority. Let me tell you something, saints of God. There are many of you, you're not walking in authority and you're not walking in your power. You know, even around the house, I've learned to take authority, kratos authority and power over certain situations at my home. How many of you are with me here?
Amen.
How many of you are hearing what we're saying here?
Amen.
Listen, if he's on the inside of us and he said, "Greater works shall we do," then that means that there's going to be a release of kratos power. And Paul talks about that kind of what? A kind of power. When Jesus said, "I am he," bam, down they went. And I believe that it's coming even with deliverance ministry. It's coming. I believe that kratos power is coming. I don't have to tell you to cough one time. I just look at you and go, bam, boom. Down you go. Demons screaming out. I believe that. I believe that we're going to see what we have never seen before. This is what the Lord was showing me. Out of those four dreams, what was he showing me? That we are in a time of visitation. What was he showing me? That there's going to be an increase in governmental authority and power, influence, and dominion. You're going to walk in divine governance. What was he showing me? He was showing me a visitation of God's glory. Well, man is not going to get the glory. He's going to get the glory for everything that he does. What was he saying to me? That I am about to release kratos power. How many of you are with me here? Is that right? All right, repeat after me. Say, "Father,
Father,
In the name of Jesus.
I pray, Father,
that I'm in a time of preparation.
I'm in a time of pruning.
I'm in a time of being tested by you.
And I pray that I pass my test.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, help me prepare myself
through the power of the Holy Spirit
for the move of God's glory
that's coming in the spiritual realm,
that's coming in the earth realm,
in the name of Jesus.
Help me to understand
divine governance.
I'm a king
and I'm a priest
because your word says
in Revelation chapter 1
who I am.
Father, give me a better understanding
of Kratos' power.
Kratos' power.
That I can demonstrate
the kingdom of God on this earth.
I ask you to forgive me
if I've closed any doors
to my dreams and visions.
I pray, Father,
you will release that equipping dimension,
equipping influence,
that I will begin to dream.
I will begin to dream.
And that you will show me things present.
You will show me things to come.
You will warn me about my family and dream.
You will give me direction in my dreams.
You will give me destiny in my dreams.
You will give me confirmation in my dreams.
Before I go to minister,
speak to me in a dream, a vision,
or the way you desire.
That I know what to give to people.
When I go to minister in different churches.
When I go to minister in different places.
When I go in the mission field.
Father, endower us.
Empower us.
Kratos' power.
Demonstrated power.
We can demonstrate the kingdom.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
If you are blessed by this, give Jesus a break.
Wasn't that good?
Amen.
Hey, man, how many of you ready to start dreaming? I'm ready. I mean, I'm always ready. All right. Hey, man, I remember the dream about Donald Trump. I had a dream that he would be the president even before he became president. But I'm still waiting on that other car, Jesus. Amen. He said that it's coming, amen. This year, I know. He told me it would be. Okay. All right, well, this is what we do, Deliverance Ministry, is that correct? And I've seen Brother Randy and Sister Jerry and my wife, I saw such awesome moves of God, and I was really blessed today by their ministries. All right, let's see if we can touch some areas. I'm just tired of seeing believers sick. Is that right? I do, you go in churches, diabetes, spirit, you see some old mother, she's just bound by diabetes, and you see these strokes is hitting people, and many churches, and it's just not good. Okay? And we want to see people set free in the name of Jesus. And many of you got some outstanding deliverance today. Amen? And so many of you were blessed. Okay? All right, let me pray a minute. Okay, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray for a cloud of glory to rest within this meeting. I pray, Father, that there'll be a visible manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that, Lord, that you will do the work. You will get the glory and not our flesh and not my flesh. I deny myself before you. I ask that I decrease, that you may increase today in Jesus' name. And Father, I do know your word tells us that the Holy Spirit moves as he wills, not as Colonel want him to move. Carnage can only be a faith instrument, an instrument of faith. But Father, you move as you will, 1 Corinthians 14. And I ask that you move as you will with these people. They are precious to you, Father. They belong to you. And even in the front time, I pray that there will be equipping, Father, and equipping the mission of influence and divine governance and authority and power and Kratos and dreams and vision will begin to manifest among these people. And when they leave out of this conference, God, that Lord, they won't be the same. They will be changed people, dear God, in the name of Jesus. All right, Father, we just right now bind this strong man in the heavenlies We bind principalities and powers and rulers over the territory, even the lakes and the rivers and around this region, marine spirits. We bind every strong man beneath our feet. And we bind any demonic spirits that would try to give assistance, try to give aid to any other spirits. Hebrews 1:14, ministering spirits will minister to the heirs of salvation. Who are the heirs of salvation? We are the heirs of salvation. And I ask you to release your holy angels, Lord, with chains to bind and gag these spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Let's get ready for ministry in the name of Jesus. I just want to see people healed. I'm tired of going into churches with people in wheelchairs. And that's why I've been asking the Lord to keep pressing and healing. Keep pressing and healing so we can begin to see some breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. All right. I come against right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Epilepsy. In the name lupus. Lupus is from rejection. My niece had lupus, and she felt rejected by her mother. When her and my sister made their peace, the lupus went away. Okay, so lupus is connected with rejection. So is the sciatic nerves. It could be connected with rejection. Okay, all right. In the name of Jesus, I command lupus right now to come out of the people in Jesus' name. All right, rheumatoid arthritis, autism, Parkinson's disease. In the name of Jesus, shingles and hives, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Breast cysts, breast cancer, endometriosis, I command you to come out of the people now in the name of Jesus. I come against sleep disorders. I come against migraines. I've learned in Mexico that this lady had migraines because she wouldn't submit to her husband. She would not submit, and therefore she was hit with migraines. Amen. All right? In the name of Jesus. All right. I come against migraines right now. I come against right now in grave disease, colon, breasts, ovarian, uterine problems, blood diseases, blood poisoning. All right, now, all spirits that are hiding of sickness, disease, and infirmity that are hiding in the bone marrow, you're hiding. And Father, we ask you to let the angels of the Lord expose them, and now we ask you to come on out right now. All spirits hiding, come on. In the bones, in the liver, in the pancreas, come on, in the bladder, you're hiding. Come on out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. Isaiah 4, I lose the spirit of burning, I lose the spirit of judgment, I lose the spirit of burning, I lose the spirit of judgment, I lose the spirit of burning, I lose the spirit of judgment in the name of Jesus. All right, come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, they're going to break. Let their water be in heaven. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I can't come against right now. Intestinal cancer, intestinal problems in the bowels because of rebellion. I come against that right now in Jesus Christ's name. I even come against back problems. Go in the name of Jesus. All right. All those spirits that are hiding, come on out there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Let's go. Breathe them out. Let them go. 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 Go in the name of Jesus. Addiction and craving. Addiction and craving for junk food. Come on, alcohol, amphetamine, barbiturates. Come on, amphetamine, barbiturates. Painkillers. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, barbiturates, amphetamine, aspirin, drugs, barbiturates. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, caffeine, all the caffeine spirits. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, I loose the spirit of burning. I loose the spirit of judgment to burn the enemy in their hiding places. Come on, bring them out. Let them go. Go in Jesus' name. Diet pills. Come on, you've been addicted to diet pills. Come on, go. Go in the name of Jesus. Junk food. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Come against gluttony. Gluttony. Go. Bulimia. Compulsive eating. You eat too much. Come on, out of it. Come on. You eat too much. Come on. Compulsive eating. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, binge eating, sweet tooth, go in Jesus' name. Come on, bring them out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Anorexia nervosa, come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, Father, we ask that the angels of the Lord will come and drag them out of there. Come on, out of there. Move in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. All right, all the phobia spirits, fear of airplanes, fear of ambulance, fear of animals, fear of babies, fear of being alone, fear of being found out. Come on, out. fear of being found out, fear of cancer, fear of death, fear of dying. Come on, out of there in Jesus' name. Come on, fear choking to death. Suffocation in the bed at night. Move out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against asthma, premature death. Asthma, fear of asthma. Come on, asthma. I'll break the curse of death on asthma in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Fear of dogs, fear of dogs, fear of driving, fear of elevators, fear of being embarrassed. Go, go, all the phobias. Come on, go in Jesus' name. Fear of failure, fear of falling. Come on, fear of getting hurt. Fear, he's not going to hurt me anymore. She's not going to hurt me anymore. I come against deep emotional hurt. You will hurt that relationship. I command those demons that are hiding. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. He hurt me in that relationship. She hurt me. Deep emotional hurt. I only let you come so far, and I'm not going to let him or her come no further. Come on out of there. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Come on, come on. Fear of getting hurt. Fear of heart attacks. Come on, fear of husband, fear of wife. I come against abuse spirits, all the abuse spirits, rank and file, line up. Being beat by your husband, being beaten, being kicked, being threatened with death. Come on, out of there now. Being beaten, being kicked, being threatened with death in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, bring them up. Bring them up. Out of there now, saints, in the name of Jesus. God, I come against insanity. 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 Go, go. Marital insanity. I don't know if I should have gotten married. I don't know if divorce. Come on, the enemy is speaking to you about divorce and separation. Go, go, go. Bring them out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. No communication in the marriage. Block communication. Bound communication. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, I come against fear of losing your salvation, fear of losing your identity. Come on, go, go, go in Jesus' name. Come on, fear of losing your identity. Come on. Come on, out of there, out of there. Come on, go, in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, fear of suffocating. Fear of suffocating in Jesus' name. I break the curse of death. I break the fear of death, the grim reaper. I fear of dying of a terminal illness. Fear of dying of a terminal illness. Come out now, in Jesus' name. Come on, come on. You shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. You shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. Come on, grim reaper, wasting away. Come on, pining away. Come on, you come on, move, 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 move. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, breathe them out, saints, and let those things go. Let those things go in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus Christ. Alright, I come against chronic tiredness. Come on, go. And come on, you're tired. Mental exhaustion. Oppression, weakness, physical exhaustion. Go in Jesus' name. Vampire spirits. Vampire draining. Vampiritic draining. Vampiritic, vampire, draining. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, breathe them out, Satan. Let them go. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Amnesia. I can't remember. Amnesia. I keep forgetting. Amnesia. I can't remember. Mind control. Go, 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 go. Bedwetting. Bedwetting. Come on, bedwetting. Come on, bedwetting in the name of Jesus. Out of there. Flashing thoughts in your mind. Flashing thoughts. Forgetfulness. Indecision. Come on. Mind binding. Mind blanking. Mind dullness. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on. Let them out, saints, and let them go. Go, go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Father, let the angel of the Lord drag them out of there. Drag them out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. All the rejection spirits. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody understands me. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Somebody else. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Come on, rejection. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Fear of being rejected. Come, self-rejection. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, let them go, saints. Bring them out. Let them go. Go, go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come on. Let them go. Go, go, go. Fear of intimidation. Fear of being intimidated. Fear of being harassed. Fear of being stalked. All the phobias. Come on out of there now. Fear of terror. Come on. Come on. Go in Jesus' name. All right. All the self-pity spirits. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Come on. Breathe them out and let them go. I break all inherited curses of barrenness where you can't have a baby. You can't have a child. I break all inherited curses of death. I break all the rejection from the womb. Prenatal in the womb. You're rejected in the womb. Come on, out of there. Out of there now. Out of there. Out of there now. Out of there now. Loose her and let her go. Come on, loose her. Loose her. Come on. Come on. Come on. Prenatal. Prenatal in the womb. That's right. Prenatal in the womb. Out of my sister. Out of my sister. Out of my sister right there in the name of Jesus. out of my sister, in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, prenatal, all the prenatal demons, move, move, in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there now, I'm not, come on, come on, prenatal. Come on, prenatal. Come on, prenatal, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, and move, move, in the name of Jesus. I come against American Indian spirits and curses. All right, alcoholism, bloodthirsty, buffalo child, come on. And buffalo child, I break these Indian curses off the bloodline. Buffalo child, come on, buffalo child, come on out of there. Go, go, go. Cannibalism, come on, false prophecy, come on, move in Jesus' name. Human sacrifice, hoop dancing, hoop dancing, that's right, move in Jesus' name. Indian astrology, go, 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 bring them out of there, go. Indian astrology, magic, come on, nature spirits, animals, moon, planet, sun, nature worship, peyote, eating peyote, come on, eating peyote. Eating peyote, come out of there. Come on, go, peyote. Move in the name of Jesus. I come again, root doctor. Root doctor. Come on, come on, come on, bird dancing. Go, 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 in the name of Jesus. Astral projection, astrology, automatic writing, black magic, white magic. Come on, out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on, breathe those things out and let them go, saints. Let them go, let them go, let them go, in the name of Jesus. All right, I come against Catholic spirits. You may have belonged to the Catholic Church. I'll break these curses off the Catholic Church. Come on. Come on, move. Come on, move. All Catholic spirits. Come on. Blessings of the throat with candles. Blessing of the throat with candles. Lady of Mercedes. Lady of the Lord. Of Lords. Go in the name of Jesus. Worship of angels. Burning of candles. Go. Come on. Come on. All the Catholic spirits. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Fear of the priests. Fear of the nuns. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, breathe them out, say, don't be afraid. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and even of a sound mind. Catholic prayers, prayer to the saints, necromancy. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, bless you spirits, witchcraft curses. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on out of there. Move, 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 move. Move in the name of Jesus. I come against Ahab and Jezebel. I come against the spirit of Ahab and Jezebel. I don't listen to him. He don't tell me nothing. She doesn't submit to me. She doesn't listen to me. Come on, out of there now. Come on, Ahab. Come on, Ahab and Jezebel. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Pornography. Come on, many of the men are struggling with pornography. All right, masturbation. There you go. All right. Come on, pornography. Masturbation. Come on, masturbation. Pornography. Go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Porno. Computer sex. Computer sex. Internet sex. Come on. Internet sex. Go. In the name of Jesus. Internet cyber sex. On the computer, on the internet. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come on, breathe them out and let them go. In Jesus' name. I come against right now. Come on. Come on. Out of there now. Alcohol spirits. Sneaking alcohol. Liquor, come on, come on, Hennessy, go, 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 in Jesus' name, Lavoisier, come on, come on, Lavoisier, Hennessy, come on, come on out then, come on out of there, come on out of there, go, 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 move, in Jesus' name. I come against vino, wine, come on, all the alcohol spirit, wine is a marker, strong drink is raging, whosoever drinketh thereof is deceived thereby. It's not for kings to drink wine, O Eliminel. Go, go in the name of Jesus. Come on, bring him out in Jesus' name. All right, once again, all the sickness and disease and infirmity lodged in the body organs. Come on out. Let's go one more time in that area. Come on, out of there. Liver, pancreas, prostate. Many men have prostate problems. Prostate cancer. Come out of hiding. Come on, move in the name of Jesus. Prostate. Come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. All right. You know, we had much deliverance today and yesterday, and I'm not going to push the saints too hard. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to push them too hard. Okay? All right. Is everybody okay? Well, let's give Jesus a praise. Yeah. It seems like when the Spirit, Holy Spirit lifted it, then it's time to stop. Is that right? Yeah. No, keep pushing something that's not moving. Okay. All right. Well, Father, let's give the Lord a praise. Father, we just give you the praise for what you've done. We thank you for this move of God. We thank you for deliverance from the captives in Jesus' name. And I pray that every area there was a foothold, there was a stronghold, that you'll restore that area, with, as Jerry says, with the image of Jesus Christ. With the image of Christ in those areas of stronghold, those footholds are in their lives in Jesus' name. I bind any demonic backlash, any demonic attack when they leave this place, in their vehicles, in their homes, in their relationships among their person, in their finances, and I pray for divine protection upon their lives in Jesus Christ's name. Let's give the Lord another praise. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.